Is that okay now?
Yep, that's fine. Okay, we are recording. So,
okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the detailed design meeting. Agenda. Last time we discussed the squishy fruitiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that, and I think we've come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we'd use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs, so we'll take a look at that. And see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. Soon. Actually, you guys want me to give a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. This being the wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. This is a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down, and if you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy, rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to, you know, to suit your living room or whatever.
And you can change the vegetable.
Yeah, you can change the vegetable.
Is that broccoli?
Is that broccoli? So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale, because it would have the battery inside it. This is a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. I guess strawberry is not as trendy.
It's very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for the remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them, because they'll need to switch them out.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big, but we think that this, you know, this size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was, or design yet actually, would be the thing, the locator. So
the locator is just a chip that's inside there.
Okay, so that's just...
And the beeper is also inside there too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button you have to attach the button to the...
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that, that is, yes.
But it would be coordinating with that, of course.
Yeah, okay, that you know, match the handset.
Mm-hmm.
The broccoli, the mango. Ta-da.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. The only one that's in there, production costs. And if you open it up, I've just stuck the numbers in. It's a real challenge there. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed, I mean, we decided on batteries, and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved or flat. I think that's what you have there, is that right? For the plastic part would be...
My impression was that flat meant like one of those square remotes. But it's really not very clear, because you've got single curve and double curve, and
right. Yeah,
I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area, just, I don't know, I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and see. So what else? There's plastic for that area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy, like, thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. What else will we add? Do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all right.
Okay, so that would make our total up 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we'd be making even more in profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things.
Mm.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. What did you work on?
Evaluation criteria.
Okay.
I've got a presentation. Silence.
Okay.
All right, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. The method is, I've analyzed the user requirements and integrated them to the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we need it to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, it has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start. And criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. This is the table. Can you see this here?
Mm-hmm.
So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point together, hopefully. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works exactly. I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting 3 when it's now?
It's called evaluation criteria, and it's under evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You find that for? So it was choose 1.
Choose 1 and false is 7.
Do you want us to discuss this together or do you want us to do it singly?
We can do it separately and then
discuss
it. Okay. If it's up to
So it's actually a scale.
Right, 1 is true and... so these are the questions we're answering.
Yes, if it's fancy, you put 1.
Right.
If it's really unfancy, it's 7.
If it's somewhere in between, you put 4.
Yeah, or something.
Okay.
feel fancy. Feels like Play-Doh. No.
There shouldn't really be questions. Shouldn't we know that? The batter is easy to insert.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes?
Very, very true. I imagine there's somewhere on the front we have a little case that you slip them in.
Okay.
Ready?
Apparently I'm supposed to use a whiteboard. Do we, is it necessary?
I don't think so.
It's, we'll just do
The marker had kind of stopped working last time.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's probably better. Unless you feel you need it.
I don't feel like it. Right, so 1.1. We're just going to circle 1, 5. Oh, I don't know. Right. 1, 5, 5, 5, 2. Okay, so do we just add it up and divide it by 4? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's 4 if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It adds to 16, so that's 4.
No, it adds to 13. 1, 5, 5, 2.
Oh, I thought she said 5.
Mm. 1, 5, 5, 2 is 13 over 4 for now. I think that's. Next?
3.
6.
6.
2.
I wasn't cheating, I swear.
Right, 1.3 is.
So, wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys really didn't like it?
I thought it was the other way around, too.
See, we do have about the same thing, we just haven't...
Yeah,
it was.
I was thinking one means no points, you know,
false is 7. I should have cut the table up.
Oh, gosh, okay.
I'll just reverse them all, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad this came out.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way? Yeah. You hated it.
You guys hated it.
That's quite funny. Yeah.
Okay.
So, starting again, 1.1?
1.
Say 2.
3.
2. Okay, 1.2?
3.
2.
2.
2. Okay. 1.3?
1. 1.
1.
Ha. 2.1?
2.
2.
I think I missed two. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, I put it down as 1.4.
1.4, 1.5.
Okay,
right.
Sorry.
That's, I have two.
Look at these all kinds of
things. 1. Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
1.
3. Wait, where did I put 3?
1.
I meant 1 on mine, too.
3.1, is that correct on my
yeah.
slide?
Yeah. 1.
3.1, 4, 3, 3.2, 3, 3, 4.1, 1, 2, 4.1, 1, 2, 5, 2, 4.2, 2, 3, 4, 2, and 4.3, 2, 1, 1, 2. Right, so I've put 1 on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, it's, I think we should look at the ones that, like, where people said 4, or where it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
Oh, it was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to change it? What's the suggestion? Which one is that again? Sorry, 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining. Is it going to be the size, like the controller, or
the
bigger?
Wheel would probably be.
What if we just smashed all the vegetables down flat, and like then if you could hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger because some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
Kind of smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote
the flat one.
Because
yeah.
You have that some kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I don't. I personally don't think this is comfortable.
I didn't.
To
yeah.
Sit there. Like it's
but like if you just squash them flat, like and you made it flat.
Well, if they're that stress ball stuff, they would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think, in your
yeah.
hand.
And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean,
yeah, like certain ones you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Mm-hmm. Like, you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. Could you limit that? Although, the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say. Like,
yeah, but I when you were holding
yeah,
that before, it
that
actually
looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Are there any fruits that look like broccoli? No.
Not that I can think of. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
Yeah.
I think we need.
What if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Huh?
You
oh
know,
okay.
Like
so
just
it's just color
printed,
not
yeah,
sort of the shape.
Color. Color.
Yeah,
that could work.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or, I mean, we could even have fruit, like, around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
then
if we,
just
if
have
if
the color match or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
the.
Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. It's uncomfortable, obviously. Like, I don't know. Some of them you can kind of see as, like, you could, if it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, but it's the problem
yeah.
is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's just too
well
big
see,
because.
Well, see, the bathroom works is You can kind of hold it like that,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
nice, kind
a joystick.
Of. Yeah. But.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
I mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because, like.
We could make it that shape, but just have different colors.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Different fruits.
Or, like.
We went with shape because we were having
or
fun.
Or even,
with Play-Doh.
Like. Yeah, like you said, like a joystick, like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, we could do. I think other shape, like fruits or.
Because that, I think, I mean, that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we still have the comfort of holding it like that.
Mm.
And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
But, I mean, do we have any other ideas about that?
We could. I think the critical ones came out to be. Yeah, that one. Batteries easy to insert for some reason, which can be easily. I think that's not a problem.
Batteries are
good. Everyone gave that a one or a two.
In the back.
Yeah, they'd probably be either on the front or the side.
The reason I didn't give it a one, I think I gave it a three, because I thought you'd have to, like, unclip.
No. I imagine there'd be sort of a hatch.
Just like any other one.
Like on a normal remote.
Yeah.
So it would probably be either in the. No, it can't be in the front because the IR is right there, but it'd be on one of the sides, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's an under three anyway. So I think it's. Yeah, those are the only 2 points. Cool. Well, yeah, the broccoli, I guess, wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape. I was just having fun making strawberries and stuff.
You're a bit off task. So, I can't think of any. So we'll have to, like. Yeah, I don't know. You could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then it kind of redesigns the whole project. Like, but you could do
that.
It
also sort of annoy people who get used to having the buttons.
Yeah,
in
that's
one shape.
True.
Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
How about having different colors is a lot cheaper than having different shapes too.
Yeah. Which is what printing might be like, just printing the fruit on. Well, we've done finance evaluation criteria, production evaluation. So project evaluation.
You want this and it can work.
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied. Oh, that's all right.
That's a lot.
Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity? Sort of.
Sure.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, fruit and squishiness had more creative.
Sponginess.
The prototype making was very creatively stimulating, and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and meets all the criteria.
And how was our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process, and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, he told us when to start and when to end, and that's all that
yeah.
matters.
I think you're fine. Good job.
I'm never going to do a management position. I know that now.
Yeah,
it all sort of blended.
Yeah,
I think it more than anything, we didn't really have our set roles so much as we just would be like,
yeah.
I don't know, all had ideas
very
about
democratic.
It. But yeah.
No staffs. That was good.
Yeah.
and the means for, like, the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like, the pens, the whiteboard, I mean...
Well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any of this stuff.
Are you a Mac person?
No, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off-market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Mm. Which isn't very easy, but...
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, my new computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk, and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents I can't use now. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I felt like I don't know if it was just my role, but I thought that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here. So I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint, personally. I think it's kind of stupid.
I never use it.
Yeah, but...
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really... Yeah.
The first bit of information was like this child's drawn picture of how a remote works.
No, mine was really helpful, wasn't it?
My stuff was quite helpful, I think.
Like,
I think it depends on the role, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because my problem was, you guys had access to, like, they'd send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't do that, so I didn't really know what you guys were doing, and when you were talking about it, I was just like, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things.
Well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than wood to make a remote control. If you wanted to.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but
I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap, and you have how people want it to be spongy, and it seems planned, you know?
Yeah, I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information, or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation, and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time. But,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality. Like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess. You know?
So I hadn't been told that fruit was...
But I think that... It might be to see whether people actually will come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information? Or
if everyone's given the same input, I don't have a clue anyway. What's next? I know that's not...
What did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool.
I'm
they're hard to write with, though.
Yeah. And I've forgotten once or twice to check the box.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using, because, like, your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But even so, I don't know.
And new ideas found?
It's all very new.
Yeah.
No? It's all very new.
Yeah, I think I'd like to, I don't know. Like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy, I guess. Like, when you're just going up to the whiteboard, like.
Well, they drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're...
But I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe we are. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's notes. Or,
well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Like, usually I miss meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like, when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly, like, rehashing old stuff. And just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's sort of on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
Seems
that goes
kind
through.
Of like an excessive.
It
iteration.
Seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like, if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to have to watch like a 2-hour video with a sound and a transcript. And
I guess it would be, it's got to be worth it. I guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful, because I can't really imagine. I don't know. How about a PETA? I don't know.
Does anyone want to talk about fruit more while we still have time? And any other ideas?
What's the end? Are we supposed to? Are you supposed to write a report? Or are we ending?
We still have time. If there's any other input? I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory. It fits the budget and it's trendy.
Yeah.
So,
end of meeting. Tonight.
So I think that's all for today.
Okay, we have to fill in all this stuff. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.
I think I've learned not to bring Play-Doh to meetings.
I think it would be a good idea. I like it.
Hard enough to get people actually paying attention, especially if you have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
All of us? Well, there's 1, 8, 9.
Or is that just me?